2030, it is estimated that there will be 71 million people aged 65 years old and older in America. As the number of older Americans increases, so will the number of caregivers needed to provide care. According to PSA2 Area Agency on Aging, caregiver burnout can occur. Be aware of the warning signs. Emotional and physical exhaustion. Withdrawal from friends, family, and other loved ones. Loss of interest in activities which you previously enjoyed. Changes in appetite, weight, or sleep patterns. Getting sick more often. Feelings of alienation, helplessness, or hopelessness. Excessive use of alcohol, medications, or sleeping pills. Feeling stressed in a patient's presence. If you recognize the warning signs, contact PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging at 530-842-1687 for your free caregiver support books. Call 530-842-1687 or visit our website at psa2.org.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
The former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie. Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Happy weekend. Welcome to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. I sincerely appreciate everyone tuning in or listening on the podcast or however you consume radio these days. I appreciate you doing it. So here are the rules of engagement for The Weekend with Michael Brown. They're relatively simple. I think even you goobers can figure this out. First and foremost, you can always send me a text message. That's the primary way we communicate. Text the word Mike or Michael to this number, 33103. So you type into your smartphone or your dumb phone, 33103 is the phone number, and then you start your message with the word Mike or Michael, and then you tell me, ask me, or whatever it is you want to do. So that's the first thing. Second thing you do is you can go to the website, theweekendwithmichaelbrown.com, which is my local station here in Denver, Colorado, where I do morning drive from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m., in case you'd like to stream that live. On the iHeartRadio app, you can listen to us that way. And, of course, you can download the podcast by going to the searching for The Weekend with Michael Brown, wherever you happen to get podcasts. And then, of course, appreciate a follow on social media. Facebook is facebook.com/MichaelDBrown. The Twitter name is @MichaelBrownUSA. And the Instagram account is @MichaelDBrown. And you can find all of that at theweekendwithmichaelbrown.com. And just over 2 years, just for a little perspective, since the president became the United States, since the president became president on January 20th, 2021, the average American has lost $4,200 in annual income. Now that wipes out everything that you gained during the Trump years. And I know, and you don't have to text me about this because I know this, that Donald Trump to many people is just an anathema. Donald Trump is just, I just can't stand the guy. I get that. Totally get that. There are a lot of things about Donald Trump that I don't like. And to be quite honest with you, I'm not convinced he should run in 2024. But the realistic financial situation that we're in now is simply because we did not pay attention to what Joe Biden and the Democrats were doing. Maria Bartiromo on her show on Fox Business.
Vaughn, Russ, it's good to see you. Thanks very much for being here. What do you think the economic pain to come will look like?
Well, I think it's going to be continued, and I think the reality is that the Fed yesterday was setting the market, the public up for the fact that this is going to exist into next year, that inflation is not transitory. It's not going to just be able to come down naturally so that it meets in the middle with the rate hikes at the end of this year. And I think it's going to be something that is going to, there's going to be pain. And I think the message from yesterday is there is not a soft landing coming from, and I think we saw the markets react to that.
Yeah, I mean, the Committee for a Responsible Federal Budget finds that Biden's student loan handout will cost $500 billion. That's more than double the amount saved over the next decade through the Inflation Reduction Act. He was, you know, boasting about, oh, we're going to get the debt and the deficits down. And then he comes out with the $500 billion loan bailout. The same analysis found that Biden's administration has added nearly $5 trillion to the federal deficit over the next decade. That has to add into all of this, the economic.
It does add into all of it. That's what's causing the stock. I think several things are causing the market. The market, look, I don't think everything begins and ends with the stock market. But the market is a good indicator of what the investment class thinks about what's happening to the American economy. So they, you know, they sit there at you know, on Wall Street, and they look around, and they see this enormous deficit spending. Now, I know that you keep hearing that the Inflation Reduction Act reduces the deficit by $300 billion over the next 10 years. The funny monkey kind of accounting that the federal government does pushes all of those savings to the end of that 10-year period. Now, do you sincerely? This is not a rhetorical question. This is a sincere question. Do you sincerely believe that when the government says that, look, we're going to spend all of this money in a 10-year period, but we're going to try to finish spending all that money, say, in 8 years or 9 years, and then in the 10th year, which would be, what, 2032, think about that. In 2032, we're going to save you $300 and some billion, so therefore we're reducing the deficit. Now, you know that you think that's total bullcrap. You know that you think that. That's bovine feces. Well, you and I can't speak for everybody, but I'm not really, I guess I am a member of the investor class because I do have a retirement account and I do have some investments and I do own some property. So maybe I'm a part of the investment class and maybe you are too because you have a retirement program or you've got an IRA, you've got any number of things. We are all part of the investment class. But those who sit at Wall and Broad in Lower Manhattan look at this gigantic picture out there. And in this gigantic picture, they see a Congress and a president that are hell-bent on, because they know that there are the midterm elections coming up in 40-some days, and that 2024, the presidential election, will start on November 9 of this year. As soon as the midterm elections are done, the presidential election season starts. And I know you're thinking, oh, my God, I got to put up with it. Yes, that's the reality of how our political cycles work. So they're watching all of this. And they're also watching the Federal Reserve increase interest rates, what, two or three times now by 0.75 basis points? You know, 0.75. So interest rates are going to continue to go up. And at the same time, as much as I might despise the Federal Reserve, and as much as I might despise fiat currency, and as much as I might despise all of these things that the Federal Reserve stands for, nonetheless, they're trying. They're trying to implement a monetary policy that says, wait a minute, we just can't keep throwing all this money into the economy when demand is already low for a number of reasons. Demand is low because of COVID, because of the stupid pandemic and the stupid shutdowns. Demand is low because, in some cases, because of the supply chain. And when I say demand is low, it's actually that demand's not being met. Demand is actually incredibly high because of all this money and because of you can't get things. You order something and, you know, you order a refrigerator. Well, okay, you only get this color. Oh, you want that color? That'll be 6 months, maybe. Oh, you want a remodeling project done? I have some friends who are doing a remodeling project, and they've completely redone their living area and their kitchen, and they had ordered some kind of special tile I was supposed to have been here like 3 months ago. And they're saying 3 months from now. So they're actually just living on the baseboard, not baseboard, the base of the flooring, you know, the plywood, the subflooring. That's what they're living on. They've thrown rugs everywhere, but that's how they live right now because of supply chain problems. So the Federal Reserve is trying to implement a monetary policy that will try to slow down inflation because they know how poisonous inflation is to the economy. That's why if you take the average American and say to them, we're going to give you a $4,200 pay cut, but everything that you are buying or that you need for your normal everyday life, that's going to increase in price. You can't do it. The analysis of the Heritage Foundation found that the average American has lost about $3,000 in annual purchasing power because consumer prices, which have risen almost 13% since January of last year, are actually going up faster than wages. Now, you'll hear the president tout that, you know, we got this great low unemployment rate, we got all these jobs available, yet the problem is, as demand for employees goes up and those jobs remain open, so employers have to keep offering higher and higher wages, those higher and higher wages are being outstripped by the everyday cost of living. The Federal Reserve knows that. I mean, even we all know that. Even Congress knows that. But Congress doesn't care because they want to shift the blame. Oh, well, the problem with inflation is not us. I mean, they're never the problem, right? The problem with inflation is the fact that we've got, you know, supply chain problems where, you know, those stupid Chinese are over there and they can't ship stuff fast enough to us because they have a zero COVID policy. Well, wait a minute. We may get a lot of stuff from China, but we don't get everything from China. We get some things from Vietnam. We get some things. We get a lot of stuff from Mexico. We get things from everywhere. And this inflationary spiral is occurring worldwide because during COVID, all of these governments, this is why when the government tells you, no, I'm not going to say that I'm here from the government. I'm here to help you. But I am going to say when the government tells you that, hey, listen, we know you're struggling, so we want to send you a check. I know many people who stood up and yelled and sang the Hallelujah Chorus because they were getting a $1,200 check. I was screaming, no, don't take it, because it's going to cost you more in the long run. And that's what we're paying for right now. Wages have gone up 8% at the same time that basket of goods that you buy has gone up over 13%. And now, as the Fed tries to get monetary policy back in balance, you're going to have higher interest rates and higher borrowing costs. So at the end of January of this year, like January 27th or something of 2022, I decided I want, because I like to haul my big dog, Greta the Leonberger, I like to haul her around. It's kind of hard to haul her around in my little sporty BMW. So I decided to buy. I went to the local Jeep dealer to buy a Jeep Grand Cherokee. So I found one I really liked, sat down, you know, with the salesperson, you know, we're doing, there's no haggling. It's like, here's the sticker price, and this is what you pay. Do you want it or not want it? And, of course, I want it. And I've got a good credit score. I got a damn good credit score. They came back and they said, you know, after they ran the credit check and everything, we have a program where we can offer you at whatever term you want, 3 years, 4 years, 5 years. I think they went up to 72 months or something. Maybe 84 months. We can offer that to you at 0%. Zero, zero percent. Of course, I said, bam, of course I'll take that. That's free money. You're selling me a car at X number of dollars, and you're going to give me those dollars, and you're going to charge me any interest on that whatsoever. Of course I took that deal. Go try to find that today. Go try to find that today. I don't know that there's any. Now, there may be, but I don't know of them. I don't know of any brand of automobile whose financing division is in this market offering 0% finance. You know why? Because their cost of money has gone up. So when their cost of money goes up, that's what you end up paying in a slight differential, because they have to loan you the money. They got to sell that paper or do something with it, sell that promissory note. So money costs money. I don't think that Americans realize that that's when you pay interest on something, you're paying interest on the money that someone loaned you. A credit card, for example. I mean, I know that nobody in this audience is this dumb. But look to your left and then look over to your right, because I'm telling you, those are the dumb people. And they don't understand that when they charge something on the credit card, what the credit card company is doing is they're giving you the money to pay for whatever it is you're buying that day. Now, if you pay your credit cards off to a zero balance every single month, and you're doing it to gather points or whatever, I get that, because I'm a points guy, so I get that. But if you don't do that, you're paying to borrow that money. That money's costing you money. And it's getting out of control, and it's destroying the economy. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Mike to 33103. Hang tight. I'll be right back.
Central banks are increasing their gold reserve due to increasing global financial crisis concerns. Billionaires like Ray Dalio to giant fund management companies like Goldman Sachs are turning to physical assets like gold. And that's not surprising. Historically, gold's biggest rally happened after the biggest recessions in history. In fact, after the 2007-2009 recession, gold prices jumped 50.6%. Wealth of entire countries are being protected by gold. Wealth of billionaires are being protected by gold. Everyone who knows is using gold to keep their billions safe. And Noble Gold Investments can help you protect your own wealth, too, with gold. It'll take you no more than 5 minutes to set up an account. Noble Gold specializes in storing the value of your wealth through gold IRAs, so they're the natural choice. And they're giving away a beautiful 1/10-ounce gold American Eagle coin with every qualifying IRA or 401k this month. Do something different. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold. Call the team now at 877-646-5347 to find out more, or visit NobleGoldInvestments.com. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Turtle Bay's fall plant sale is coming up Saturday, October 1st. Both members and non-members will enjoy discounts on regular nursery prices. Don't miss this chance to save big during this key season for planting perennials. Learn more at turtlebaynursery.org.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month, starting at 8 a.m., for the Gorman Law Hour, featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Are you new to crypto? It can leave you feeling unsure of what to do. Help is available. From getting started to securing your cryptos, you don't need to go it alone. Bitcoin 530 will take you by the hand to help you move forward with your crypto journey. Schedule a free consultation with Bitcoin 530 at bitcoin530.io or give them a call at 530-324-5175. That's bitcoin530.io.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Turtle Bay's fall plant sale is coming up Saturday, October 1st. Both members and non-members will enjoy discounts on regular nursery prices. Don't miss this chance to save big during this key season for planting perennials. Learn more at turtlebaynursery.org.
Hey, welcome back to the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Mike to 33103. I'm laughing because I just really screwed up that last segment because I was on a tirade. And when I get on a tirade, Damien has to whisper on me, break, you need to take a break. I look at my clock and I realize, oh my gosh, I've really screwed this up. The point I want to make, though, is this. This money that the government spends, we only have about 40%, give or take. 40% of that money actually comes from us, the taxpayers. When whatever the percentage is of Americans that are actually taxpayers, which is not that high, you'd be shocked at how many people don't pay taxes. Now, I'm not talking about someone that pays a lot of taxes, but when they fill out their 1040, April 15th, they don't owe anything else. You've already paid taxes, and they're keeping that money. You're just not getting any sort of refund. And then there are people who do a lot of investing and put that money, their money to work, and then sometimes they lose that money, and because you can take those losses off your taxes, you may be able to use those losses to offset your taxes. So I don't judge people on whether they pay taxes or don't pay taxes based on the reason for them paying or not paying taxes. I think everyone should have some skin in the game. But when we pay, when whoever it is that pays taxes in this country actually pays taxes. So every year, I owe some money. So I have to write a check to the IRS. I'm paying taxes. That, all of us who do that or don't get a refund back, we account for 40%, give or take, of the actual revenue the federal government gets. The rest of that, just pay for a $4 trillion annual operating budget. They have to borrow. And they can't borrow at 0% like I did on my Jeep Grand Cherokee. So the money we borrow as a government to pay for the things that we ostensibly want costs us more than the actual cost because we're paying interest on it. Think about that. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Mike to 33103. Sorry for the short segment. I'll be right back.
An edge. The other guy is working on his edge right now, whether you have one or not. Testosterone levels are at an all-time low historically, and individual T levels in men decline 1% every year with age. There's a new champion of natural testosterone boosters, and it's called Chalk, C-H-O-Q. 100% natural herbal extracts with game-changing effects on your energy, mood, and focus. Chalk Daily's main ingredient has been clinically studied to boost testosterone 20% in 90 days. Supercharge your masculinity with higher T and a massive boost of energy by taking Chalk's Male Vitality Stack every day. Take the 90-day Chalk Challenge and reap the benefits of the reigning champion of natural men's health with Chalk's Male Vitality Stack. For a very limited time only, Chalk, C-H-O-Q, is giving our listeners a 30% discount with promo code USA. That's choq.com, code USA, for 30% off while supplies last.
It's the Ramsey Show, where we talk about your life and your money. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
It's time for the Stillwater Powwow at its new location, the Reading Rodeo Grounds, September 30th through October 2nd with free admission. It's a return of beautiful dancers, powerful drummers, and a celebration of our people's culture and history. Proudly brought to you by the Reading Rancheria and the Wind River Resort and Casino. The Stillwater Powwow at its new location, the Reading Rodeo Grounds, September 30th through October 2nd with free admission. For information, call 242-4558 or visit stillwaterpowwow.com. Brought to you by the Potters, this station, and other sponsors.
Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading, where you can enjoy the comfort of your vehicle, including the air conditioning, while they remove the smoke and grime, debris, and other deposits that can build up on your vehicle and possibly damage the finish and paint. Quick and Clean Car Wash packages start at only $9. Or buy 5 car wash coupons, get one free. Or buy 10 car wash coupons, get 3 free. Stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean. Convert your calling into a career at Shasta College this fall. Get a jump start on being transfer ready or boost your current career skills quickly and affordably with a certificate or degree. Our fall semester offers flexible class times and formats with online and more in-person offerings. Plan your tomorrow today by enrolling at Shasta College. Achieve more. Earn more. Shasta College. www.shastacollege.edu. Enroll online today.
Hi, this is Elle. Join me and my good friend and co-host Ron Lim for our new show, Ask Elle, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM every Tuesday night at 6 p.m. starting in September. We'll be exploring powerful topics on how to have a successful and satisfying relationship. See you here Tuesday nights at 6 p.m.
Brought to you by Carlene's and Deja Vu Restaurants.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com featuring Armstrong and Getty, both smart and funny. Plus, you will hear Dave Ramsey, Mark Levin, and Ben Shapiro. And don't miss our local programming right here on KCNR.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
The former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie. No.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, welcome back to the Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. So here are the rules of engagement. They're pretty easy. You can just text the word Mike to 33103. Mike or Michael to this number, 33103. Ask me any question. Tell me anything. I read them all the time. And I would emphasize again, too, I know that the weekend program is heard, you know, on 300-plus stations, and it's heard and repeated at all different times of day and night. So anytime you're listening, you can still text me. Just give me a little context so that if you're texting me on Sunday night at, you know, 8 o'clock, as you're walking around listening on your headphones or something, give me a little context about what you're commenting on because, well, I've moved on and start preparing for the next weekend and for my weekday show. But I do read every single text message because I learn from them. I honestly learn from them. I think, you know, and I maybe every talk show host believes this or thinks this, but I think my morning show in Denver has one of the smartest audience in radio. And I think this national audience is one of the smartest audiences in radio. How do I measure that? I measure that by the tweets, the emails, and the text messages that I get in feedback from what I talk about. And I also, sometimes I'm gonna force Damien, my producer out in Los Angeles, to do this. But sometimes the conversations that he and I have during the break is fantastic content that you ought to hear. Because he and I were just having this conversation. He was listening to me talk about how the government is spending all of this money and we have all these inflationary pressures and people are truly suffering right now. If somebody said to you, hey, the cost of everything that you buy on a regular basis, your groceries, your mortgage, your rent payment, your car payment if you have one, your electric bill, your gas bill, your heating oil bill, whatever it might be, all of those bills, they're going to stay exactly the same, or they're actually going to start increasing in price. But your wage, the amount of money you earn, is going to go down. How many of you would say, well, what the hell's that about? Why is that happening? Well, that's the point I'm trying to make about what's going on right now. It's irritating that the Federal Reserve has been put in a position of having to increase interest rates because, once again, I cannot emphasize this enough, but every time the government says, we want to do something to help you, or the government says, we're going to, it's just like, you could take any, well, let me make the point this way. Every single time that you hear a politician say that they're going to invest in America, they're going to invest in, you know, the black community, they're going to invest in the Hispanic community, they're going to invest in the white community, which, of course, may not have to be racist, but we're going to invest in all these different communities. Or we're going to do this to help student loans, because student loans are so, they're such a burden. That costs money. We only contribute, you and I as taxpayers, only contribute about 40% of the revenue that the government gets to spend. The other 60% we are borrowing. We're going to the Federal Reserve and we're saying, hey, listen, we need a couple of trillion dollars. So could you loan us that money? Now, the Federal Reserve doesn't have any, they have no assets other than our promise to pay them. I want you to think about how absurd fiat currency is. Before we had fiat currency, the dollar bill that you have in your wallet right now, or wadded up in your pocket, that was backed by gold reserves that this country owned. And then we went off the gold standard. And money simply became paper. And it was backed by the full faith and credit of the United States government. So now when we have to borrow just to pay the regular bills, to pay Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid. We don't collect enough money in taxes to pay all of that. Or when we spend on a new fighter jet, because I want to pick on all of the sacred cows right now. These are all sacred cows. The military, the social welfare spending, all of these are things that are, I'm not saying at all that they're unimportant or wrong. But in some group, that's the most important thing ever. Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, the social welfare system, or national defense, or roads and highways, federal roads and highways, or money to help cities and towns build airports, whatever it might be. That money has to come from somewhere. So now we turn to the Federal Reserve and say, hey, can we borrow it from you? Because that's the central bank. There was a huge debate at the founding of this country about whether or not to have a central bank. We ended up with a central bank. It's the Federal Reserve. Federal Reserve doesn't really have any assets other than all of these IOUs from the federal government that says we're going to pay you these trillions of dollars that we've borrowed from you. So like any banker, the Federal Reserve looks at what, okay, I loaned this client, the United States, trillions of dollars. What are they doing? Well, they're spending like drunken sailors. Oh, I'm worried about getting paid, so I'm going to have to. So you want to borrow more money, I'm going to increase the cost of that money you're borrowing. And by the way, the money you've already borrowed, which is a significant portion of the annual budget that we pay, it's the same as in your household. If you carry credit card debt or you carry a car payment, whatever it might be, and you're paying interest on that, the Federal Reserve looks at your ability to repay that car loan or that, you know, whatever debt it might be, the credit card, whatever, and they see that, getting worried about this. This is kind of at risk. I better increase my interest rate that I'm loaning this money on and that they're paying the debt on, because I better start getting as much money back as I can now, because they're spending like drunken sailors. And we continue to spend like drunken sailors. And it's just it gets worse and worse. And those dollars become worth less in your pocket, because inflation is causing prices to go up. So when you go to the grocery store, or you go to the filling station, you go to the gas station, or you go to buy the heating oil, you go to buy whatever it might be, those dollars are worth less. So you need more of those dollars to buy whatever it is you're buying. And the same is true with the federal government. And so that's why I say Wall Street is sitting at the corner of Broad and Wall watching all of this. And they're now looking at the companies they've invested in and wondering, can that company survive? Will that company still be around? So maybe they start dumping the stock. They take their profits now. They own the stock. So right now I think Apple Corporation is the largest company in the world, or maybe it's the second largest now. It's trading, this past week was trading about $156 a share. But if people looked at Apple and said they're not going to be able to sell as many iPhones or as many laptops or as many services, then people are going to sell that stock at a valuation of $156 a share, because they're betting that the value of that share is going to decrease because Apple's revenue is going to decrease and they won't be as valuable. Same thing happens here. Federal Reserve looks at us and says, oh my gosh, these are a bunch of drunks spending money like crazy, and things are out of control. They can't pay us back. We got to jack up interest rates. So now we're paying extra for the money we borrow currently, and that $30 trillion that we already owe, the interest rate on that's going up. So that's going to squeeze the federal budget even further. And it's not just the Democrats. Republicans and Democrats alike in Congress have done this kind of spending for decades. Decades. And now we're paying the price for it. And the Federal Reserve is jacking up rates. Inflation is still out of control. And as that economist said on Maria Bartiromo's show, that soundbite you heard in the last segment, probably get worse before it gets better, because we haven't figured out where the bottom is yet. There's a thing called, I know I've talked about it on this program before, called demand destruction. Let's take your household. If you earn the same amount, but that amount is worth less because of inflation, then you spend less. You don't buy that shirt. You don't put as much gas in the car. You cut back on your grocery bill, or you buy cheaper, less healthier, less nutritional food, because all you're trying to do is just feed an empty stomach. So eventually, the demand for those goods begins to decrease. That's demand destruction. That's why, for example, gas prices have gone down. Gas prices haven't gone down because we've increased the amount of gas available. Gas prices have gone down because, one, the summer driving season ended, the summer vacation season ended on Labor Day, and people are looking at, oh, I'm going to drive less because I can't afford to fill my tank up except maybe every week instead of every 3 or 4 days or every 2 weeks or whatever it might be. So your demand for gasoline goes down. So the demand overall for gasoline goes down. And so now the oil companies have to, okay, well, we got to lower the price because we got to sell this oil. It's the same true if I was talking about a bag of potato chips. It's all the same. A lot of this is our own fault. Because too many times the government comes to us and says, you know what, we got a great program that we think is going to help the American people, and we all clamor and say, yay, hallelujah, let's do it, let's do it. Let's spend that money. Who cares? We'll, you know, kick the can down the road. We'll just, you know, hey, modern monetary theory advocated by people like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez says, don't care. Why should you care about the debt? Because it's money that we owe ourselves. No, it's not. That's actual money that we spent to do something. And if you buy the concept, if you're one of the ones that buys the concept of modern monetary theory, meaning that that fiat currency that you have in your wallet, we can just print all we want, and we can just spend all we want, because ultimately we don't have to pay it back, that immediately makes your money worthless. And you turn into Venezuela. You turn into the Weimar Republic. And suddenly you need barrels of cash to buy a can of pork and beans. Now, what I've just said is the worst-case scenario. We can turn it around, but it's going to take statesmen. It's going to take people who are going to speak honestly to us about where we are economically and what we can and cannot do. And at the same time that we have to have that honest conversation, we have to recognize that there are countries in the world who want to see us fail, because they want to take over this nation. China, I'm looking at you, baby. I'm looking at you. And I know you're looking at us. It's The Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Mike to 33103 or go to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Hang tight. I'll be right back.
Central banks are increasing their gold reserve due to increasing global financial crisis concerns. Billionaires like Ray Dalio to giant fund management companies like Goldman Sachs are turning to physical assets like gold. And that's not surprising. Historically, gold's biggest rally happened after the biggest recessions in history. In fact, after the 2007-2009 recession, gold prices jumped 50.6%. Wealth of entire countries are being protected by gold. Wealth of billionaires are being protected by gold. Everyone who knows is using gold to keep their billions safe. And Noble Gold Investments can help you protect your own wealth, too. With gold, it'll take you no more than 5 minutes to set up an account. Noble Gold specializes in storing the value of your wealth through gold IRAs, so they're the natural choice. And they're giving away a beautiful 1/10-ounce gold American Eagle coin with every qualifying IRA or 401k this month. Do something different. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold. Call the team now at 877-646-5347 to find out more, or visit NobleGoldInvestments.com. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
What
What's the best way to protect your entire family from COVID-19? Make sure everyone 6 months plus is vaccinated and 5 years and up is boosted. That's the safest way to protect them from the virus and reduce its impact on your family and community. The California Department of Public Health and Vaccinate All 58 make it easy. They're bringing a mobile vaccination clinic on Thursday, September 29th to Anderson Seventh-day Adventist Church at 2769 Balls Ferry Road from 1 until 7 p.m. COVID-19 vaccinations are safe and they're free.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hi, this is Matt with Liberty Unabashed, a show on every other Sunday at 8 in the morning. Come check out my music and the deep thought and let me shatter your paradigm.
Let's get rid of honey. Them traitors think they won, but them patriots coming. You fall for anything if you don't stand for something. Some people say it's time to fight, but ain't about nothing, yeah. And I only bout it, God can't bout it, nothing else. Yeah, it's time to fight. And it don't matter if you're black or white. And I know it's gonna take some sacrifice.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Hi, friends. This is RC with Tobacco and Brew. This month's cigar of the humidor, La Gloria Cubana S, San Andres. A new offering from La Gloria Cubana, draped in a dark, oily San Andres wrapper, direct from the volcanic and potassium-rich soil of Mexico, rolled at the El Credito factory in the lush valleys of the Dominican Republic, where their motto is, one factory, 100 artisans, one goal, to craft the most exquisite cigars on the planet. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Hey, I want to say thanks for listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown. So I get a text message from Goober number 3788 in the area code 509 that says, Mike, good show. It was truthful, but what a downer. Let's hope we have some good news this next week. Take care. And it was kind of a downer. But it was the truth. And that's the problem. So here's what we're going to do. Since I'm just pretty passive aggressive, and I'm just pretty much an a-hole. If you haven't figured it out yet, I'm just a jerk. Let's have some fun, shall we? The President of the United States spoke. He did several speeches this past week, and I know that sometimes I get tongue-tied because I'm talking 100 miles an hour. But dinner's on me. If you tell me what he says.
But the truth is, there's a lot more Republicans out there taking credit for the new bridges and those bonds that are collapsing.
What? The bridges and the what? Say it again, huh?
But the truth is, there's a lot more Republicans out there taking credit for the new bridges and those bonds that are collapsing.
The new bridges and the contraption. I think he's trying to say the word contraption. Whatever the new contraptions are out there. That's, I don't know. Should we laugh? Yeah, I think we should. And here's why. I don't think it's wrong to laugh because his decision to run, his decision to stay in office is his decision. And his family is apparently more concerned about staying in power or staying in the White House through Christmas, I don't know, than they are taking care about poor old Uncle Joe's health. Again,
gas prices. I know I got criticized for going in the stockpile, but well, guess what? Gas prices are down $1.30 a gallon.
They're down $1.30 a gallon, which remains $1.29 a gallon higher than he than when he took office.
Gas prices. I know I got criticized for going in the stockpile. Well, guess what? Gas prices are down $1.30 a gallon.
They're down $1.30 a gallon, but it's still $1.29 higher a gallon than when you took office, Mr. President. Yes. This is when George Orwell wrote 1984, I truly don't think he thought that there would be a time when it really would be just kind of this bad, but well, here we are. It actually is kind of this bad. The border, as I said early in the program, we now have had during the Biden administration enough illegal aliens crossing the border to create another Chicago, about the same population. But according to the president, the border is secure.
The United States will continue to enforce our laws and secure our border.
The border is, in fact, secure.
A record 221,000 migrants crossed into the U.S. last month.
Our border is secure. We believe certainly that the border is secure.
1,300 migrants a day.
We have taken unprecedented action over the past year and a half to secure our border and rebuild a safer and orderly process system.
This year is on pace to be the deadliest year for migrants crossing into this region of Texas in recent memory.
The border is secure and the border is not open.
Crossings are still at an all-time high, with Border Patrol reporting more than 1.8 million apprehensions from October 2021 through July.
The border remains closed. It is not open. We are turning away the majority of adults.
The border is secure. The border is closed.
So we are offering solutions. That's what the Biden-Harris administration has been doing since day one.
This is worse now than it was before.
A record number of migrants this year, and the total could surpass 2 million by the end of September.
We're certainly doing a lot more to secure the border.
We have a secure border.
And we have a process in place to manage migrants at the border.
A record surge of migrants in New York City.
Over 2 million illegal immigrants crossing the southern border. An all-time record.
Border is secure. We agree that the border is secure.
17 times they told us the border is secure. And a new Chicago. Everyone have a great weekend. I'll talk to you again next weekend. Take care.
Everybody needs an edge. The other guy is working on his edge right now, whether you have one or not. Testosterone levels are at an all-time low historically, and individual T levels in men decline 1% every year with age. There's a new champion of natural testosterone boosters, and it's called Chalk, C-H-O-Q. 100% natural herbal extracts with game-changing effects on your energy, mood, and focus. Chalk Daily's main ingredient has been clinically studied to boost testosterone 20% in 90 days. Supercharge your masculinity with higher T and a massive boost of energy by taking Chalk's Male Vitality Stack every day. Take the 90-day Chalk Challenge and reap the benefits of the reigning champion of natural men's health with Chalk's Male Vitality Stack. For a very limited time only, Chalk, C-H-O-Q, is giving our listeners a 30% discount with promo code USA. That's choq.com, code USA, for 30% off while supplies last.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, WeThePeopleRadio.us.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.